We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
I'm a champion. And you're a champion.
Yeah, but that was by far the fact that they made it literally like...
They made it exactly how the games went in the real world. Good morning, this is K-Rock.
Yep.
If you're confused about what I'm talking about, yesterday, 9 o'clock gaming hour, we wrapped up our NBA series where my New York Knickerbockers took down Cody Mack's
with a dunk.
San Antonio Spurs with a dunk.
With a dunk at the last second.
In San Antonio.
And what's funny is that I went back, because you can just go back, I always look at the stats after.
Yeah.
That was De'Aaron Fox's only turnover in the last two games.
And I got it at the very end.
That random one.
And Jalen Brunson went 10 for 10, right?
Yep. Yep. And then they win it on a dunk. But it's real life.
So what do I say? You are a Stanley Cup,
final champion or just Stanley Cup champion? I think I just Stanley Cup champion.
Cody won the Stanley Cup. I won the NBA. What is their trophy called?
I always forget. Ed O'Brien,
maybe?
Or is that the guy that worked here?
Well, we do have an Ed O'Brien in Utica.
Yeah, now I say that. I don't know.
The Ed O'Neill Trophy of Excellence?
Yes. Man, that...
The Ed O'Neill Trophy of Excellence and Prosperity.
That guy at that Napa thing.
He looked just like Ed O'Neill. Yeah,
Larry O'Brien.
Larry O'Brien, Trophy of Success.
Nice. Yeah, he was up at the Napa thing in Mexico. It was good to see him.
He was. Ed O'Neill, TV's Ed O'Neill. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. How do we do? How was everyone's Monday? Good? Rainy Monday yesterday, bud.
That was annoying. At least
total
it wasn't
washout.
Like cold.
Yeah.
It was just that summertime, mid-60s.
Yeah.
I prefer if it was like 70-something if it's going to rain like that, but wasn't too bad.
My youngest doesn't know what to do with himself when it's raining out. He has to be outdoors. Can't go to the golf course. Can't go play basketball.
No.
He is an outdoor kid. I cannot relate to being an outdoor kid.
Get one of those like... I don't even know those golf screens you can just smack into the basement.
His buddy has one of those. They make them like just on your phone now, where like you don't even need the screen. You just point your phone at you or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I would say that the screen would be more helpful for not smashing the bejesus out of your basement. But, I mean, hey.
All right, sister has the full name. Ed O'Neill Trophy of Success at the Joni Mahoney Walk for the Cure.
That's who he left.
He did? I did see Jelly Roll pulling in this morning, though.
Like, he's over here? Is he staying at this? Or just, like, in town to go over behind the amp and just hang out?
Right when I was on 690, I saw the lines of trucks and buses pulling into the amp for tonight. So
he's just going to go chill there for now?
I doubt he's there, but the crew is there setting up. I don't know what Jelly's doing right now. He's on a private jet. He's got private jet money. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Where do you get private jet money? Stop.
Because he's been the biggest.
Stop it. I don't care. That's not private jet
for
money.
For 2 years, you got to think he's probably made hundreds of millions of dollars.
All these towns, like he might be at Hancock today. It's a black jet.
It's foot penis now.
With like his logo on the tail. It's like it's like a skull with a crown, a gold skull with a crown. Did you see it? If you just Google Jelly Roll's plane, you'll see it.
I Googled his net worth.
What is it?
20 million.
I don't think he has $20 million, and that's not private jet money.
I would have thought, like, $200 million.
Really?
Yeah.
$20 makes more sense, but...
The way he's been just slapped at us
everywhere,
for the last few years, thank you very much, Shinedown.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's private jet money. That's like, you can rent a jet for sure, but he's got a wrapped jet with his logo on it.
Yeah, they don't let you just rent that and be like, we'll take the wrap off it later.
Yeah, so he's flying around in that thing.
Is.
You see it?
Yeah.
Am I describing it right? Black with the little gold logo on the tail?
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that, I guess. He's in town tonight. Who's going out to that show? Have your fun. You guys, Jelly Roll in my bag, but you guys have your fun?
Nah, everybody will have fun.
You guys will have a good time. That'll be a fun show.
Yep, it'll be not 100 degrees out.
Oh, it'll be a nice night for it. Yep.
No. Well,
I ain't here to yuck your yum. If you're going to go enjoy a good jelly donut show tonight over at the amphitheater, enjoy yourself. Have fun. Who's on that? Who else is on that bill, by the way? Anybody else I would know?
I don't even know.
Anybody else I would know?
Let's see. Jelly Roll.
315-364-109.
I can't spell today.
K-Rock text line.
Cassius Culpepper.
I'm not familiar with his work, but all right. Nope. You listen, more for you guys. You go have your fun. This Saturday, it's our big fishing derby.
Huh?
We're coming to Phoenix, New York. Well, I'll be there. I live there. But you guys can all come hang as we will be hanging out 8 a.m. at Lock One Distilling. I posted all this on social media, all the information. I posted the map,
mm-hmm.
so you know where you can fish and you know where you can park.
And then you're good to go.
I also said that anybody want to set up a vendor booth, come on down. It's our first time doing this. It's no charge.
Yeah, just...
Not going to charge you for a first-time event. We could have 10 people. We could have 100. Who knows who shows up, so...
Come set up and...
you got a food truck. You got a vendor booth you want to set up at our little event. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Just something to do on a Saturday morning, Coco.
You never know.
It is our free freshwater fishing derby. No fishing license required for a fun day of fishing along the Oswego River.
Howdy do.
Yep.
Love it.
There will be drinks available at Lock One. Their kitchen's not open, so bring your own breakfast, but there's going to be mimosas, iced coffee. I did have somebody who owns a bakery setting up a table, so maybe baked goods there.
Let's get some baked goods. Get some stuff out there.
If you have a food truck or a food thing you want to set up, just DM me or text me or whatever. We'd love to have you out there.
Someone does. You know you do.
We'd love to have you out there. So what else is going on? Yeah, Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll at the Amp. Already covered that.
And he doesn't want to come over here, though. I don't
understand.
He doesn't
want to come over here. Do we have any soccer action yesterday?
There was Argentina and Switzerland. That was a good game.
Oh, all right.
Because it was Messi. He stunned the crowd early by missing a penalty kick, but then he scored later, so it was okay.
Algeria beat Jordan.
Yeah, there were
Norway beat Senegal.
Yeah.
Argentina beat Austria. France beat Iraq. And today you got...
Today's a little bit better, I think.
Portugal,
maybe.
Uzbekistan, England, Ghana, Panama, Croatia, Colombia, and DR Congo.
And you, at the very least, get Ronaldo.
Okay.
And then tomorrow it gets pretty wild.
Can people put monies on these? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games tomorrow.
Nice.
So.
And U.S. is on Thursday?
Thursday at 10.
Oh, all right. 10 p.m.?
Yeah, gross.
10 in the post-meridian?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
2026, the year of our Lord.
More for you guys, I guess. I know you guys love listening to us in the morning, but Con in the afternoon has so much stuff he's been giving away. You got to be listening, guys. Where's my Metallica thing? Hold on, there's a Metallica thing that I got to tell you about.
In your pantalones.
So much on my page. Well, regardless, he's got a Metallica thing, but also trips on a tank. Thanks to our friends over at Cliffs Markets. Be listening to Con in the afternoon. Fill your tank with $50 gift cards. Thanks to Cliffs Markets.
I would imagine.
Trips on a tank, baby.
And I think he's putting together a little package for our fishing derby that might have one of those in there, too.
Ooh. Yeah, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. We will be at Lock One Distilling in Phoenix, New York. Please come fish. And even if you don't care about fishing,
just come. Stand around for a little while, hang out.
You're up and at 'em anyways.
Right. Come walk around, have a coffee, do your morning like that thing that people do where they walk around like this in the morning.
You can probably do a little cozy.
Yep.
You can watch, I'm sure there'll be kids out there fishing. Aw, he caught one.
Yep.
He caught one.
What's the other animal game, if you will, up there?
What do you mean?
Got snakes, turtles? Frogs?
We got all kind of livestock up in Oswego County.
Yeah, but what can I catch up there specifically while I'm rummaging around on the shores of an island?
Oh, you'll find some turtles. You'll find some water snakes. I don't think you like water snakes.
I'll grab a water snake.
But they bite, though. Also, and I know that there's probably rules that we're not following, but I said biggest overall fish. So if you catch a big catfish, that can count.
That absolutely counts.
We're not breaking it up. It's a fishing tournament.
That's not fair. He caught a catfish, whereas I caught a world record bass. Well, you should have caught a world record catfish.
Caught a big fat catfish. Biggest fish wins. You're going to win those custom floor mats from Installations Unlimited.
And in some way maybe weirdest fish should also win something. I don't know.
Oh, the
I think there'd
weirdest,
be,
yeah.
I think there'd be a funny, I don't
we're
know what.
We're just flying by but, the seat of our pants.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time Saturday
we'll
morning.
Find
come
something.
Out and join us. And like I've been saying, if you are a vendor, you want to set up at our thing, it's our first time doing this. I'm not going to charge you for it. Set up your little booth.
What's...
You say Hambone's going to be down there?
No, I was going to ask him if he wanted to
see if Hambone wants to get down there. I'm going to head up. We got
gonna
a bakery that's coming down. It's going to be clutch. It's going to be nice. All right.
Low 70s.
Perfect.
All sun.
Perfect.
Yep.
So, as I seem to need to remind people once a year on this show... If it falls in the port-a-john, it's gone.
It's gone forever.
It's gone. Unless it's your child or pet. It's gone.
Yeah.
Man.
Real quick, the amount of other things in the porta-potties at Taste of Syracuse that wasn't just garbage and stuff. Like, what are you doing in
people
there?
People are scumbags.
What are you doing?
There's plenty of
you're
trash.
You're eating and opening things? Like, ew.
Ew, you're eating in
but
a
port- that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, there's like sample plates
they finished
and
it while
wrappers, and I'm like, what are you doing?
This is a guy, and I don't go to many campsites, so I don't know how this works.
Oh, no.
Camp Edison.
No, that's okay. No, it's okay.
A visitor to Camp Edison in California's Sierra Nevada foothills required an emergency rescue on Sunday after falling into a vault toilet while attempting to retrieve his sunglasses.
You've got to be kidding me.
It wasn't even
sunglasses, bro.
It's sun. Don't tell me, well, they're Gucci, bro. I don't care.
I wish I had sunglasses right here, right now, or I'd be like, sunglasses don't matter. I was going to snap them right in half.
I don't care what it is.
You are the craziest person that possibly has ever existed. I know that guy.
Fresno County, and this is why I don't understand campsites. I'll describe this to you. Maybe you guys know are familiar with this.
A vault?
Apparently, all the toilets went to a chemical tank.
Oh, okay. So they don't have to clean it as much all the time because it's...
So the man dropped his sunglasses in the chemical tank, stumbled trying to retrieve them. Emergency crews conducted the confined space rescue operation... extracting the victim after being in the chemical tank for 15 minutes. The man was hosed down after his removal and sustained no injuries.
It is not known
if he retrieved his sunglasses or not. They're not worth it. I don't care if they were $1,000 sunglasses.
I don't even care if it was your son.
You're a tank boy now.
Yeah, you might not have a kid anymore.
You live in the tanks now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then he's... I can't... Never mind.
What?
I'm trying to, like...
Not barf?
Like, how did he fall in? Like, you go face first, you got a turd in your mouth?
I'm just...
See?
Yeah, that's where you took me.
See? What I'm saying. Because you said he stumbled.
Whoa!
He's not going to stumble and go like this, is he?
Yeah, no. And then land on his feet. No... Kelly is right. He's dirty for life now.
Yeah.
There's no amount of clean.
No. Forever unclean. Forever unclean.
And the hepatitis that you're probably going to have.
Yeah, you got to go get every shot that's ever existed.
It's just gone.
Like his poor wife.
It's gone. Yeah, like you can't go back home after that.
You have to get a
divorce. You live in the shed now.
You have to get a divorce.
You don't come in this house. You don't touch our food.
You have to start every conversation after your divorce in your new single life telling somebody. It's almost like you have an STD now.
Hey, before we get going, I did fall in a chemical toilet tank once.
Yes. Wait, what?
Yeah, I dropped my sunglasses and...
You asked why I got divorced.
Fell in a chemical
turd in my mouth. Turd in my mouth.
It's gone.
Not
whatever
my,
you drop.
Not my turd
either. It wasn't known.
I was peeing in there.
Oh, okay. I'm going to throw up. Well, fellow SUNY Oswego legend, Linda Cohn has announced her retirement from ESPN.
She still did stuff?
34 years at ESPN. Wow. 5,500 episodes of SportsCenter.
Good for her.
She's
I
retiring
didn't know that.
End of this month.
She was such a staple of all of our things.
Was she? I never. Did she come and speak while you were up there?
Oh, no. No. Just from watching SportsCenter growing up.
She grew up in Long Island, came up to SUNY Oswego, where she was the goalie for the women's ice hockey team.
Yeah. She
graduated
was up there
with
couple.
A bachelor's degree in arts and communications in 1981.
I never met her, though.
She was inducted into the Oswego State Athletics Hall of Fame in 2006. And yeah, she'd pop up a bunch, I remember.
That right there was, I remember her being up there for that, for the 2006.
Yeah, you would have been there for that. Yep. All right.
No, that was wicked cool. No, we had a couple people that were there. The one weekend we left, we had Steve Levy show up because we would we all had that like fishbowl room, you know, talking about Seneca, across the hall
and then
the lounge
down, right
in the, and he came up and we just gave our keys to our friends so they could all just hang out, and they just happened to walk by and go, hey, this was my room, man, if we take a picture.
Funny.
And it wasn't even their room, it was our room, and we weren't even there for the picture, and then he drank one of our beers.
Oh, funny.
And that was the other picture they sent us.
My oldest referred to Oswego as old. As we were driving away from Rudy's the other day, oldest goes, why does this college look old? And I go, it doesn't look old!
Well, spoiler alert.
Looks perfect!
They all kind of
look old. SUNY school's kind of... And out of all the SUNY schools, Oswego's like the most updated, probably.
And did you drive past the housing complex?
No,
that was never there when we were there, because that's brand new.
That
ain't
been
old
my dream.
At all. Nope, that was right after we left.
I love how you say brand new, even though I think it's 20 years old at this point.
Oh, probably. Yeah, no, because it was right about after
right
we
as
left.
Soon as you left,
like
yeah.
five to 10 years after we left, they knocked all that down.
Those houses were dope.
No, that's a shame.
Not my building finale still looks exactly the same
on the
outside.
No, all of those look exactly the same on the inside and outside. They have all the same furniture.
Not the inside. My buddy Andy, I guess, was part of the rehab crew, and they gutted all the inside, like down to the studs. So
that'd be cool.
The inside supposedly looks nice, but...
Yep, no, I remember that. That was like one of the first shocks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they told you what to expect with the room, but when you open that door and it's just the most BS bed frame because you haven't put like the lifts under it yet, and there's no room at all, and you're like, what do we mean we're supposed to put, how do we put two people in here?
It's a shock when you go to college.
It doesn't make any sense.
Especially if you've come from like a decent sized bedroom at home.
Yep.
That's with all your stuff and your decorations.
One of those where I get probably the reasons they have to, but I always thought that was a silly...
What?
Like, figure it out.
Give us bigger rooms?
Figure it out. Or
some
just not jamming the three, because there were the mostly...
The triples,
they would do it to women, because why not? Where they would throw three women in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't do that.
No, we were doing a thing. Remember at the, by the elevators... There was like the little offshoot study room.
Yep.
We had a year where we were so overpacked, people had to live in that. Two people in one of those.
Oh, wow. I remember that. It was a storage room.
Yeah.
For us.
It became a dorm room at some point.
That's crazy.
Oh, on Tuesdays, we get in to the unexplained, cryptids, ghosts, aliens. And everything in between for a high strangeness. And because I'm fresh off seeing Disclosure Day, I was like, all right, let's do a little alien conspiracy stuff. Let's go to the skies, shall we, Cody?
Let's go to the skies.
And this week, we explore the Black Knight satellite conspiracy, Cody. So there's some, I've got a great clip from the History Channel, Bill Shatner as the voiceover, always great to listen to him talk. But the Black Knight satellite, NASA has claimed is just space debris.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that claim is there's reports of this before we ever went up to space. And it's, the best way I can describe it is it's kind of like a chunk of something black and misshapen that's just orbiting our planet. And in the clip, you're going to... Well, go ahead.
And they can't just be like, zoom in on that.
They're trying to now.
Because I've heard about this before.
There's reports going back, and people are trying to dispute it. Like, there's reports that Tesla, Like Nikola Tesla hurt, like spotted it or heard radio waves coming from it.
So who would put it up?
Well, the theory is that there is another life form monitoring us.
That's what I've heard. That's like the thing I've heard.
We're the pets. We'll make great pets.
Okay.
What it does that is unexplainable is something called a polar orbit, meaning it can go around like the North and South Pole, which we can't really do with our satellites, apparently. That's beyond my knowledge of how satellites work. But let's go to the History Channel. And William Shatner, as he describes...
There's something on the wing.
The mysteries. Why is that? Malloy getting a secondary smash.
On day 9 of their mission to construct the International Space Station,
that's terrifying.
The crew of Space Shuttle Endeavour is unpacking new hardware when they spot an irregular shadow floating some distance away. They quickly take photographs of the oddly shaped object, but its dark color makes it difficult to identify, almost as if it was meant to be camouflaged against the darkness of space.
So if you're just listening, I will describe what we're seeing. You can jump on twitch.tv/the show or just go to theshow.fm for the feed. Go ahead.
I can't think of anything scarier.
Than just
I know
seeing
these guys
random...
are trained for this, but you're floating in space and the people inside start to be like,
what is that?
What's that behind you?
What is that behind you, bud?
There's a mystery object behind you.
What do you got over there?
They made my stomach churn
a
little.
Astronauts took a picture of some unidentified object in space.
Yeah, what's up?
Once people saw that picture, they were convinced that it was an alien spacecraft or some kind of flying saucer. But then that raises the question of what it might be.
You see what I'm saying?
This really was something anomalous, because when you think about satellites, normally you think maybe about something spherical or about something obviously manufactured. But this is all sorts of odd angles and curved edges.
So do you see what I'm saying? It doesn't look like a satellite we would know.
No, because if it was a big hunk of rock, it wouldn't be like whipping around or something like that, like an asteroid or...
Yeah, the claims that NASA tries to make now, and maybe they're right, I don't know, is that it's a thermal blanket that's just out there. But the conspiracy theorists are like, we didn't go up there yet. It's been up there as early as Sputnik, I guess.
Huh.
Thing the human mind could conceive of or design or build.
After reviewing the photographs, NASA claimed that the mysterious object was simply a thermal cover that had broken free from the space station during construction.
Sure it was.
But... given the bizarre shape of the mysterious object, there are many people who find that explanation a little hard to believe.
Now we're in trouble for littering.
They claim that the images are evidence of an extraterrestrial craft in Earth's orbit that is known as the Black Knight Satellite.
The Black Knight Satellite is one of those really curious mysteries. And the theory is that this thing is like a sort of silent sentinel in space. And it's very difficult to pin down how this started.
What's intriguing is nobody really knows where the name Black Knight Satellite came from. We can't find where the reference suddenly came into Black Knight. But in 1954, one of the major newspapers in the U.S. released a story about a gentleman known as Donald Kehoe. And he was a very well-known UFO investigator, ex-military. And he said there is something up there traversing the planet Earth on an orbit. And it's not built by human hands.
So if you're just tuning in, this is the Black Knight Satellite for today's High Strangeness. That guy said that there's two of them up there, that he spotted two of them. And they're not built by us.
Yeah, these guys all know this stuff, and they're not crazy. They're reputable people.
And they think it's monitoring us for some reason. They don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But if there really is a satellite circling our planet built by extraterrestrial beings, then it naturally begs the question, what on earth is it doing here?
The best wildlife documentaries is it's when the animals don't know you're there. Well, if Earth is being monitored, well, we're the animals. So it is an extremely logical step to park a satellite in orbit. Up there in space, just watching, recording, harvesting information about us. And beaming information and messages about us back to the alien homeworld.
Now this, I'm not going to spoil Disclosure Day, but they do a lot of that talk. Like,
yeah.
In Disclosure Day, and this is what I said to Cody, is I'm not spoiling it because it's literally in the title. They disclose a lot of things.
Yes, yes.
So they show a lot of old, quote-unquote, old footage.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's like the UFOs that we think of, the little like frisbee-looking things or the cylinder-looking things.
But
they also like show totally different shapes that I've never thought of. And I feel like Steven Spielberg knows way more than the rest of us about this.
You know what I'm going to bring up?
What?
It's in that book.
It's in that book.
It's in that book. Those different shaped things are in that book. It's not all...
It's not just little spear things or frisbees.
What is in that book a bunch is that those ones are ours.
Yeah. Oh.
We have made that out of the other technology that we figured out is how to do it with the spheres, whereas the other
They've
stuff...
They've got all these weird shaped looking ones.
Yeah.
And I agree, Swift. Aliens ain't even that serious,
Yo,
bro.
Not even that serious, bro.
Yo, bro, where at?
When we think about the space program, we're doing the same thing with all the missions that we're sending out to Mars, with all the orbiters and even the probes at the edge of the solar system.
Has an extraterrestrial civilization sent a probe to hover above Earth in order to spy
probes?
Perhaps. But some scientists argue that a better strategy would be to observe our planet from much further away, on distant asteroids that are known as co-orbital objects.
A co-orbital object looks like a distant satellite of Earth, like the moon, but much further away. They were first discovered about 20 years ago. We know very little about them as objects. It's assumed they're asteroids. We estimate that there are several dozen of them at least, and the nearest co-orbital object is about 3 million miles away. So if extraterrestrial intelligence wanted to observe Earth and not be seen, the co-orbitals are a fine way to do it because it will not be so noticeable.
So you're thinking, Josh,
what the hell?
It's 2026, right?
Yeah.
Why don't they just point a real high-powered telescope up there and look at this thing in HD?
You don't want to do that. I bet.
Well, if it were space debris, Cody, it'd be that easy. But the problem is, when that clip started in 1998 and our astronaut spotted it and we took photos of it.
As soon as we did that, it
took off.
Peaced out. Yep. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's gone now.
They're like, nah, we're good.
It's gone now.
Because they got seen.
We saw it.
They're like, ooh.
They were spying on us from allegedly the 50s till 1998 till we got nosy.
They had a good run.
Got a picture of it. And it's we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. That's why he's talking co-orbital satellites now. Yes. They're watching us from further away.
Well, that's the thing that I know about.
What?
From this is... when they were talking about how they're 3 million miles away in that core or whatever watching, because if they're not, if they're on wherever their planet is watching, because of the distance, they are just now, if they're watching, like, all right, let's check out Earth today, they're seeing dinosaurs.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Because of the distance or whatever light years. That. So to the aliens that are looking at a planet right now, they're seeing dinosaurs.
Yeah, they don't see it. Which would be...
That blew my mind even more. I remember that was one where I was like, all right, I got to put my phone down.
Because if they're watching us from co-orbital satellites, far away.
Then they can see.
Other way around. Like, I'm agreeing with you. Like, if they're far away, they're seeing dinosaurs. But if they're getting real close, they're then like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's things down there.
That would be even
and
weirder.
Buildings. And
if they freak out that it's not dinosaurs.
A little high strangeness for you. Twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm for video.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Dear summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month. 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable mid-size 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing, DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter, security deposit waived, special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 financed. Both offers with approved credit through TFS. See store for details, TSRP 43149, ends 6/30/26.
This Saturday, June 27th at Lockwood Distilling, we will be doing our fishing tournament.
What is this taking
presented
place?
Presented by Installations Unlimited. It is a free freshwater fishing day. We'll be set up at 8 a.m. Get there as early as you want. Just keep any of your catches in a live well. Mm-hmm. We'll measure them. We'll weigh them. It is just for fun. Do not be Mr. Serious Pants and get all argumentative. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
We good times had by all.
To K-Rock CNY on Facebook, I posted the map last night so you can see where we have parking lots up in Phoenix and where you can fish.
It's right there. You're good to go.
Hope to see you bright and early Saturday morning over at Lock One in Phoenix. And like I said on social media, if you are you've got like a food truck, you're a vendor or whatever,
yeah,
feel free to come set up at the pavilion.
Holla.
Hit me up on my DMs or text me so I know you're coming.
Plenty of room out on the
plenty
everywhere,
of room.
All over. Where
no
we're
charge.
Be.
I'm not gonna charge you. It's the first time we're doing this thing. There could be 10 people there. So
yeah.
If you want to stop out, we'd love to have you. Hopefully we get a nice crowd. Just DM me or hit me up on social media if you're like, hey, I got a coffee truck. We'll come out. Or I got a blah, blah. Come on out.
That'd be great.
Love to have you. The more the merrier for this.
That'd be
all
wicked
right?
fun. Yeah, that'd be wicked fun.
If anybody's got a ranch truck, we'd love to have you.
Their prices are about skyrocket, though.
I swear
so you better
to God,
be careful, bud.
If these Europeans jack up my ranch prices, bud.
They're coming for your ranches, dude. Coming for your ranches.
So one, Cody's referencing the Europeans and other people who are coming to the United States for the World Cup. And they are experiencing ranch dressing for the first time.
Oh.
Quote, why did no one tell me ranch sauce is like crack? Europe, we need ranch ASAP, said one Swedish user.
Yeah, we got different foods.
Italian
man.
Soccer fans are going nuts for ranch dressing. They're trying to ship ranch back home now. Well, Kraft is on the hunt.
Yeah.
Kraft has you.
Yep. Of course. I mean, it's only smart. You're like, you got to do something to capitalize on this.
Kraft is like, well, most ranch bottles exceed the 3.4-ounce rule for carry-ons.
Oh, no.
So they're putting together, like, ranch kits. Does anybody see the ranch kits they're putting together?
That's hilarious. We got to get you a ranch kit.
Oh, my goodness. The 2026 FIFA World Cup has a lot of surprises on the pitch, but the biggest surprise has been that international fans are falling in love with ranch dressing. Ranch has emerged as one of the more viral stars of the tournament. Europeans in particular are flooding social media with stunned reactions about the salad dressing.
I love that. That's so funny.
Americans, the rest of the world has been living without your delicious ranch. It goes on everything. Pizza, wings, fries, vegetables. If you're doing it right, everything else. It's not hard to see why they are saying this as, listen, it's one of our biggest exports,
it is,
I guess.
That is a good one. It's 6 days ago, the TSA said, if you're visiting for a very large sporting event and you happen to discover ranch while you're here, please pack it in your checked bag on the way home. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
They had to put out a warning.
Now, Rihanna's our viewer from Australia.
Chuck your ranch.
Rihanna, do you have a ranch in Australia? Is that a thing?
That and I heard some like peanut butter is not readily available as well in other places. I don't know if that's like England and such.
And as someone who has traveled overseas across the pond, if you will,
They do kick our ass in baked goods and chocolates. Yeah, we got nothing on their baked goods and chocolates.
Well,
but their
that.
Normal foods are pretty bland.
As far as dipping sauce,
they don't got a lot.
We
like their foods, their foods are pretty bland in like
yeah.
that part of the country. Italy aside, Italy's got obviously banging yeah. Italian yeah. food,
but
Sweden, it's all right. It's noodles and meat.
Need a dipping sauce.
Russia's noodles and meat and some yeah. gravy. So I get why ranch is going off, man.
Hmm.
The obsession yeah. got so out of hand. The TSA, like Cody just said, has said if you're visiting ranch for a very large sporting event, please pack it in your checked bag or feel free to chug your ranch outside of security lines. And yeah, we're doing ranch shooters,
yeah.
bud.
Just get the ranch
get
soda.
Get the ranch soda. That's
then you
all
can
they
go,
need.
You can go buck wild.
Yeah.
You know what? If for people that like that, you could probably make a gross, dirty martini with that. Isn't it have like olives and stuff in any way and blue
yeah,
cheese?
Yeah, that's gross.
So you might as well.
Text line says Tully's loaded fries and ranch fire emoji.
That is when I like ranch as opposed to blue cheese. You're not wrong.
Shout out.
Yep.
I know Tully's isn't a sponsor, but I'm going to give him a shout out. I never experienced the Tully's drive through in Oswego.
That's cool. I like it. It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Bro.
And it's just tenders, right? It's like that.
No, they had a bunch of stuff on the menu.
I thought it was just like a tenders riddled menu, and they're like, you know what you want.
And I'm so used
That's good.
To drive-thrus being like, hey, you can get a 4-pack, 6-pack.
No.
You give them any number. I go.
You want a sternal thing full.
I go, how many, what did I say? I go.
Like, what's the limit of tenders
well,
you
no,
can
I
order?
Just, I go, what? Number to the tenders coming. They go, anything you want. And I just say three. They go, yeah, you can do whatever you want. Because it's individual
yeah,
tenders.
Just
and I
right
go,
there. They just have it in a thing. Like, yeah, sure.
Can I do 3 plain, 3 buffalo? Sure.
Nice.
Can I get fries? Sure. They have a whole menu over there, dude.
Okay. It's all the Tully's Tender Store is the one that's on 3157.
What is that?
It's just the Tully's Tenders Store. Because some of them are like Wild Wings or where they're like, hey, we know what you want. So we're going to cater to that.
Yeah, no, Tully's has the sit-down restaurants, but the yeah. one up at Oswego has a drive-thru, and I guess that one over that's going to open
is a more...
Oh, my God. Once that opens...
That's smart.
On Route 11.
It's smart.
No, Route 11 and 57, right over there in Moyer's Corners. I'm doomed, bud.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good
I'm
stop.
I'm doomed.
And it's right next to Splash. It's in that little area over there.
We're a Tully's family, dude, and I'll tell you, the only benefit to our... savings account is that Tully's is a drive.
Yeah,
it's always
right?
been a little bit of a trip for me to yeah. get to Cicero yep. or...
Well, I'm glad they turned it around. Because everyone knows for a little while, it's almost like an unspeakable thing that nobody right. around here was willing to talk about for a while.
What, Tully's?
That Tully's tenders were kind of trash for a bit.
They're back, bud.
And it's good to see that for the last couple years that they've turned it around. Because you were getting ones that were a little dinky ones.
All right,
ones that were full of the breading.
The one on 31 is open, everyone's telling me. Yeah, I saw they were training staff a couple weeks ago, so now they're ready.
Good. You love a good resurgence.
Yo, bud.
Get them tendies. Especially when you've got a lot of other tendies breathing down your neck.
Bro.
So you have to keep your tendy game top notch.
Texan says you can ask for lightly breaded now. No, I want the opposite. I want more breading. Go nuts.
Interesting.
Who would want lightly breaded?
I might, depending on how they do it, because I don't want to take 3 bites and I haven't gotten a chicken yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the issues with them for a minute, where it was a lot of that breading.
Do our Mohawk Valley listeners get the benefit of Tully's?
I don't know how far down.
Because they go, look up the Tully's locations. I think there's one in Pennsylvania. They're in the most random areas.
I would imagine they would spread around to...
They're
Why
the
not?
Most random areas for a Tully's
yeah,
to be open.
Rochester.
Yeah.
Cheektowaga.
Cheektowaga. Yep. Anyways.
Binghamton University.
That's what I'm saying. They're all over the place. They're just randomly popped up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get them tenders, bro.
Good. The countdown is on to your 2026 Boilermaker, thanks to Cuse Nutrition Club. 19 days until the Boilermaker takes over Utica. More than a race. Cuse Nutrition Club at 1007 East Fayette Street. They've got your power teas, protein shakes. They are open Monday through Saturday.
All right.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yo, what up?
Every week leading up to the Boilermaker, we're going to give away a free drink.
Wow. Oh, cool.
So here's what you got to do. Text the word Boilermaker.
Okay.
To the K-Rock text line, 315-364-109. You got to pick up your drink today. So if you win today, they want you to pick it up today.
Oh.
So if I pick you up randomly, can you meet me?
Can you meet me, though? Up in North Syracuse?
So if you want, to win a free drink. I'll pick somebody at random before the show is over today, and I will send your name over to Cuse Nutrition Club. But you can stop in there anytime. Like I said, 1007 East Fayette Street. Power teas, protein shakes, and so much more. Protein shakes, bowls, and power teas. Cool. Fuel up for the race.
It's a good idea.
Over at Cuse Nutrition Club. Text Boilermaker to the K-Rock text line. I will text you back if you're my winner. I'll just need your name, and you can go over there today and get yourself a drink.
Do you know that abandoned parking lot that's in Cicero, though?
No, yeah.
Is there any way that you could pick me up there, drive me back here to get it, and then drive me back to that parking lot?
Hey, I won something on the show. I'm at the old Chuck E. Cheese by the Kmart in Mattydale.
Yeah.
Could you bring my tickets there?
Just get that real quick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you just get that real quick? If you want to meet me here?
I'll be
there in 3 hours.
I'll be there. And then when I get there, I'll be there for 7 minutes, and then I got to go because
I
got to get to work.
So if not, then if you could, meet me up. You said you live up in Nero, like, you know, Phoenix.
Yeah, is
like
that a problem?
All right, well, check this out.
Mm-hmm, what?
I live down in Amboy.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just meet me there.
Oh, all right. I'll be up in Boonville Saturday morning. Will you be there?
I'll be right outside of Herkimer because you know.
We're doing our fishing thing Saturday morning. Okay, but can you pop up to Boonville real quick, though?
Real quick, before.
We you know, love you all. We're just picking on you.
It's weed sport. You know, it's summer.
I forget about your shower regimen. Are you a loofah boy?
Yeah, I got a nice loofah.
Because dermatologists are saying be careful with those loofahs.
Yeah, you can grab your nipple.
Oh, really?
Oh, you ever get your nipple?
So are there, like, this is a dumb question. Are there real loofahs? Like, is that a thing that exists in nature?
I don't know what that means.
Yours is probably plastic, right? Like, made up? I don't know.
Yeah, but what, like,
because sponges exist in nature.
Yeah, like a mushroom? Or
do loofahs exist in nature? What's a natural loofah?
I don't.
There are natural loofahs, they're all telling me.
I don't even know what that means. Right, loofah is a plant?
Natural. I got to see what a natural loofah looks like.
I want to grow a loofah. I want to just use a loofah of real life.
Oh my God, you got to grow a loofah. Eco-friendly, fully compostable exfoliator.
The hell is
dried
this thing?
Dried loofah plant.
That's so weird.
That's weird. I ain't washing my body with that.
I would. But it's interesting.
Where does this grow?
I don't know.
Can I grow a loofah?
I gotta get one. How hard is it to grow? They aren't difficult, but they require patience and space. They are part of the cucumber family and thrive in similar conditions.
Anyways.
That's wild.
Dermatologists say the best way to clean your body is just skin, hands, that's all it is. Because loofahs can collect bacteria, dead skin cells, so on and so on. But it's mine.
And then you rinse them.
But it's my skin cells. I don't care. I'm not.
I mean, you replace
a communal one
all the time. But dude, and then what I do is, you know, you have the different shower settings on your like head nozzle thing.
I don't have any of those fancy nozzles.
I have.
We get one.
You get one. That's
in this
it.
House, you get one setting.
You put it on the hard spray and you
clear it out.
You
clean
hold
it, out.
It like this on your hand,
mm-hmm.
and then you spray the bejesus out of it.
Clear it out. It's a good idea.
But with mine, the second that it loses any of its, like, elasticity. You know how some of them...
They get, like, flat, and they start to fall apart. Well, I know what you're talking about,
like,
yep.
They'll not fan out. You know what I mean? Not done. That's it.
Yeah.
Now I have to have a new one.
On to a new loofah.
Yep, gotta get a new one.
You gotta buy a natural loofah. I wanna see what you review it.
I gotta get an... They gotta be available to just
they
go
They are available.
Get,
you can
right?
buy them,
I could go
yeah.
to, like, Bath and Body Works.
I don't know. Somebody's gotta sell my... Just by typing in natural loofah, I found a million places to buy them.
Let's see.
Ooh, Malfa said you can put your loofah in the washing machine.
Oh, okay. I feel like I've seen one of these
it's
somewhere.
Not bad.
I've definitely seen these
They
places.
Say washcloths can get a little
Walmart,
more love from dermatology. Yeah, they would be
better.
Get one. So is there loofah farms? I'm obsessed with seeing natural loofahs
well,
now.
They probably because they grow with cucumbers, so they probably just grow. There's probably, you know, a random farm that's like, yep, loofah patch looks pretty damn good this year.
I
want to
see a loofah farm. Hold on a second.
It's, well, good with the cucumbers.
It is. It's a wall of loofahs.
Yeah, we got to hang them up to dry.
Yep.
You stoners know it's like when you flip upside down your weed plants to dry and get
Come
into the THC
number.
In the bud.
We got a loofah harvest.
The loofah harvest was plentiful this year.
They
Bountiful
say
and plentiful.
Dermatologists say washcloths can provide gentle exfoliation by removing those same things a loofah does, but just does not retain. Because you throw a washcloth in the sink.
I have washcloths.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't use them for much of that.
I like to exfoliate.
I have a a little scouring pad, if you will.
I have that face scrub that Hambone told me about, like that, like it's kind of, I don't know, it's got grains in it. No,
I have a couple of those, but yeah, I have one of that, and I put it on there, and then I get go like this.
That's a Sunday scrub down.
It's in the summer. I get a little sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be careful.
Sunday scrub down.
Yep.
And yeah, what color loofah? That tells us a lot about you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Because the loofah code's down in the...
I forgot about that.
The villages.
I've never actually thought about it. Right now, my is white. The one in there is white.
Mm-hmm.
And the backup one that I just found that I'll use eventually once this one goes is purple.
Okay, so white and purple.
What type of sex do I enjoy with old people?
You're a novice and a beginner.
Okay.
You're a novice and a beginner.
Sex with old people? Yes, absolutely.
Purple means you're a voyeur and like to watch.
Hey-o!
Blue is the lowest level of full swap.
Okay, so it's just like, don't even
yellow's
look at my nipple.
Mid-level for those who want to have fun but are still nervous.
Yep.
And black What's, loofahs
okay,
for
black.
All I'm getting, no rules.
Yeah, yeah, getting black.
No rules. Our big fishing tournament's coming up this Saturday.
Really?
For fun, family fun, and fun and fishing.
I think today's the day I gotta reconvene. All my things. They're in my car, but like, they gotta like hone in on what I want.
I have to reline my reel. I gotta put fresh line on.
You could. Yep. Yep.
I haven't done anything since last summer. I'm gonna put all my stuff in my tackle box. I gotta get my scales out so we can weigh your fish. We can measure your fish.
That's cool.
It's all happening Saturday morning, 8 a.m. over at Lock One Distilling in Phoenix. That is the home base.
Yes.
But if you go to our Facebook page right now, you'll see that I posted a map.
I get it now.
Of where to park. Now you see it.
Now I see. You drive over. It's right
there. You just drive over the bridge. It's right there. You don't realize it's there, but you're on an island.
You're on it. Yes, yes.
You can park over there. There's street parking in Phoenix.
Plenty of room.
You can fish from the shore. It's just a silly, fun fishing tournament because it is free fishing weekend. You don't need a license this weekend.
No.
To fish in the state of New York, we want to thank Installations Unlimited for being our presenting sponsor.
Fish.
And if you have a business of some kind, you got a food truck, you want to be a little vendor at this thing, it's our first time doing it.
Come on, you know you do.
So I won't charge you for it. Come on down and be a part of this big event. We'd love to have you set up.
Because it's going to be big, and then people, then you're not going to be able to be for freezies. Yeah. It's going to be like, well.
So next, this Saturday, 8 a.m. we'll be down there at the big pavilion outside of Lock One. If you want to come down with your food truck, coffee truck, your tchotchke business, your crafts, hit me up on the DMs, text me on the text line, I'll make a spot for you.
It'd be fun.
The more the merrier.
It'd be cool
more
to see
the, merrier.
The things that all of our, show bros and showgirls have and they make and all that.
I'd like to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
And you could also just have it like while you're fishing. No one's going to steal from you. So you could like set your table up and then walk 5 feet. Go fish and then,
Well, in another episode of Yeah, No Duh Magazine, new study notes that human brains were never designed to handle this much bad news. I know.
Isn't that the thing with like, that they
we
said
know.
Because of like the coverage everything gets all over the world that we're not supposed to know all that?
I've been saying this forever. We're not supposed to take in this much information.
No.
I love the internet. I love being able to broadcast to the world just so easily on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Plug.
Boom.
But you're not supposed to be... We're supposed to be in villages. And we are supposed to be concerned about what's going on in our villages and the threats that are nearby. Maybe a cougar has come into our encampment.
Right, exactly.
But you're not supposed to be worried about everything around the world 24/7.
Because it's good to be informed.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot to where... It gets overwhelming, and it's a real detriment to people's mental health.
Like, it's too much.
Really bad.
It's too much. They say the study finds that humans evolved to pay closer attention to danger because we had to. Back in, caveman days,
right?
We had to know.
Yep.
There's something in the camp.
Uh-oh.
Or something dangerous around us, or a predator, or even, an enemy has showed up.
A wild boar.
Well, that instinct is now being overwhelmed by an endless supply of bad news from everywhere around the world.
It
is a global struggle with people all over the world dealing with this.
It's, I mean, that's, I don't know what you could do, but it's...
I don't know either.
It's every news program is only showing everything bad because only bad things are happening, but that's what gets...
That's what people watch. I wish it wasn't like this.
Yep. No one is going to watch. Oh, this is
happy
a nice
puppies.
Story. Of, yep. Look at this guy. And look, he's got cats and they go for walks in a field of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Story at 11.
No.
City bombed and blah, 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 blah. Like,
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what people are.
Tax line says,
watch.
Why isn't there a good news program? Because, like Cody said, they don't do well. Like Jealousy says in chat, if it bleeds, it leads. That's as old as news goes.
They end it with that, like, here's something good.
And finally, something this.
Sorry that we just made you have anxiety-riddled panic attacks in
the last
half
hour. I wish it wasn't like that.
I
wish the good news did do well, but it doesn't. People, for some reason, are not watching good things.
Yep.
They want to know the worst.
That's why I sometimes, at my own detriment, because I'll be uninformed more mm-hmm. than I should be, but sometimes I like that.
What?
That I'm uninformed because
I have to.
I don't think I could handle all like everything.
I have to go. I have a rule that Friday after the show, I am on a Donald Trump break until Monday. I can't take in any more of his news or his nonsense for the weekend.
I
take the weekend off. I try to take as much weekend news off.
Yep.
I'll watch silly movies. I'll watch
Same,
cartoons.
I have to give myself
a break, you know?
Yep.
But some people can't. Some people just need to doom scroll, and that's not good.
No.
That's not good. They say, for some reason, and this points out to what you guys are talking about, decades of research show that our human minds weigh negative information heavily, more heavily than positive, meaning, go back to what I'm saying, you're at your campsite, a predator nearby had your attention instead of the beautiful sunset that's happening.
Well,
so
that,
it's like,
yeah.
If I hear something in the woods and there's a beautiful sunset, what is that? It's just our brains are evolved to look.
Or in that same thing that, so you had something bad happened 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, you're bringing that bad thing up 20 times more than any beautiful sunset you saw.
That is also
one of our problems.
It's
that
a
we,
curse.
Yeah.
It's a curse.
Yep.
The key to manage, if you're just tuning in, it's not a surprise that, yes, we should not be taking in as much news and bad information as we do.
It's just too much.
The key is to manage consumption and its sources. You should try to have news to dedicated buckets of time as much as possible, which is what I really do try. Like I just said, my weekends, punch out.
Yep.
You, like, weeknights... I'll watch David Muir at 6:30, and then from that till bedtime, it's video games and whiskey. I'm checking out of news.
No, I can't. A lot of it, I can't. I can't even watch news.
I just have to find something silly to watch. So yeah, just be aware of your consumption, I guess. Twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm. On Tuesdays, we talk to Cindy Payne from Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So before we get into what you're growing over there, have you ever grown a natural loofah?
No.
I've never seen one in the wild. We just learned that those actually grow in the wild. She hung up on me! I offended her so much!
It's too offensive! Natural loofahs are a touchy subject! Oh my god!
Let me call her back.
Oh my god.
Hold on a second.
Don't you bring up natural loofahs. You keep natural loofahs out your mouth!
Let me see what she answers.
Oh no.
I was just curious about natural loofahs.
Well... Don't be.
Hold on a second.
You know what happened to the curiosity of the cat?
Mm.
You know what happened to that cat with the curiosity? Nope. That didn't do it. That didn't make no noise. Those last few did not register.
Listen, Cindy and I... she doesn't know that she just made the funniest clip ever.
Yeah.
But the audacity of me bringing up natural loofahs.
How dare you!
Hold on a second. I guess I gotta play a song and come back. Hold on.
Yep. Let's see. We got it. There it is.
Mm-mm.
Oh, nope. Didn't work again. I think you're taking too much time in between.
Hello?
Hello, Josh.
Oh. Yes!
Something happened. Everything went dead.
I asked you about natural loofahs and you hung up
on me. It was the audacity.
I really
You were
didn't.
Furious.
As I didn't know it was a touchy subject. Anyways, Cindy Payne's back on the line. Oliver B. Payne Greenhouse is 125 South Granby Road in Fulton, right there between Beeville and Fulton. So we're still planting stuff this time of year, Cindy?
Of course. After that beautiful rain yesterday, it's a perfect time to plant. Good time to plant perennials. If you're thinking about perennials, which are the plants that come back every year, people get confused.
Mm-hmm.
Annuals you plant every year. Perennials come back and see you every year. It's a good time to plant perennials. We've got a nice selection, some things for sun, some things for shade, some things for both places. The perennials flower at different times of the year, so you get little pops of color different times, mm-hmm. and then you can fill in with annuals, so they're flowering all the time. So then you have color, the base color, and then you have little pops of surprises.
Yeah, that's what we do at our house. We come and get those little pink things you sell. What are those little pink ones that we fill in the garden?
The little pink ones? I can't think of what you got.
Petunias? Are they petunias?
Petunias, probably.
All right,
petunias
yeah.
are wonderful.
Yeah.
Petunias are wonderful. They flower little heads off for you.
Okay.
Also, make sure everyone is fertilizing their baskets once a week. You need to feed your babies once a week.
Yeah, you told us this year. You gave us that Miracle-Gro stuff, right? We mix that in with the water?
Yep. Mix. You can use any pretty much good brand water-soluble fertilizer. We sell Miracle-Gro and we sell Proven Winners. Both are good. The main thing is to pick a day, and that is the day you fertilize all of your baskets and containers, and you follow the directions on the package, and then instead of water that day, you give them fertilizer water.
Oh, okay.
And that keeps them healthy, keeps them flowering really well, because plants that flower a lot use a lot of food. They need support, so you need to keep feeding them every week. If you've never done it, you'll see a big difference if you start doing it.
How often do we need to feed hydrangeas, our listener asking?
Oh, hydrangeas, you can do them early in the spring, even just after winter, when they first start to leave out, and then you can do them again in the fall.
Okay, that's good to know then. And we got our graduation basket still? Because we got graduation still
yes,
happening?
Yes, we do. We've got the school colors, reds and whites, orange and black, purple and white, blue and white. We've got everybody covered.
Get up there and see Cindy and the whole crew. Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses, 125 South Granby Road, right there in Fulton, New York. You head up 690. 690 becomes Route 48. You take a left at the sign that says Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses, and they're right there on the left. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And never ask me about loofahs again.
Don't you dare.
Bob's your uncle.
Oh, good day.
I got bad news for you, bud. So you know how you pick on me because I use old man terms like druthers and going the way of the buffalo and all those things?
Yep.
I just found an article with a whole bunch of them. I'm going to try to work them all in.
You can do more of them? Oh, boy.
Bob's your uncle's one of them. There's this couple. I don't know. All right, you guys. I mean, you already judge me enough.
Yeah, so do whatever you're going to say. It's too late now.
There's a guy named Larry Pennington I follow on TikTok.
Okay.
He's an older gay man, and him and his husband live in their thrifted home here in Rehoboth, Delaware.
Oh, okay.
And every day he posts him and his husband's outfits. I mean, they're in their 70s or 80s.
Okay.
Husband is, I believe, retired Air Force, so they go to, like, the Legion a lot, but they dress awesome. Like, they wear, like, seersucker suits.
Oh, okay.
So but if it's, like, fancy. A veteran thing, his husband will put on, like, his Air Force hat. Anyways, he goes through. It'd be like if you and I were. I'll come out. I'm Larry Pennington, and today we're heading down to the whatever event. They have the best life. I love their TikTok. And at the end of every episode, so he'd be like, I'm wearing this, and then Cody will be wearing this, and of course his Air Force hat as we are going to the American Legion.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then he ends that interview of mine going, and Bob's your uncle.
And that's a good thing. Bob's your uncle is a good thing.
I think so. You can also say Fanny's your aunt. Fanny's your aunt. It means just like that. And just like that, Bob's your uncle.
And Fanny's your aunt.
And Fanny is your aunt.
And your Fanny is slap.
Takes the biscuit. Similar to takes the cake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a biscuit.
But it's usually used to show frustration.
Okay.
Takes the biscuit.
Well, see, that's all right. I thought that we did away with these terms after we beat England in the Civil War.
250 years ago, you're goddamn right, we did, brother.
No, we fought World War I for a reason, but
gone completely doolily.
No!
Means losing your mind. I've gone completely doolily.
Doolily? Like a
doolally or doolily?
Oh, okay.
Taking the mickey or taking the mick.
Like slip him a mickey?
No, this is... Liam would say, taking a piss, mate.
Oh.
You're kind of picking on something. You're making fun of him.
Taking a mick?
He's taking a piss, mate.
I say taking a Josh when I talk about bathroom stuff. That's what I say.
Going to jail, old-timey, spend the weekend at Her Majesty's pleasure. Because the queen locked you up.
Oh, I didn't understand.
You're under queen's rule.
I thought you were saying like that.
Spend the weekend at Her Majesty's pleasure.
I thought you were saying that was like a term for like... Spent the weekend at the in-laws, spent a weekend in jail.
No, about as useful as a chocolate teapot. Because I guess the tea would melt the chocolate, so it wouldn't be useful.
It would.
Brass monkeys, we know that as, what is that, champagne?
A song from,
what is a brass monkey?
Oh, I have no idea. I knew from the song from Beastie Boys. It's an actual thing? I thought they're just singing words.
People on the text line think that you really think that we beat England in the Civil War. It was a joke.
We destroyed them.
It was a joke, everybody.
In the Civil War.
We don't know much book learning, but we do know.
It was almost like they weren't even there.
Throw a wobbly. Throw a temper tantrum.
Throw a bit of a wobbly.
Like when I lose my video games in here and throw a stool. Throw a wobbly.
I kind of like that one. Have a bit of a wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What is in a brass monkey, though? The drink itself.
Let me see. I honestly didn't know. I thought it was just a Beastie Boys do... words, because they're rappers, and I'm
not... No, Brass Monkey's a real drink.
It's a cocktail made from dark rum, vodka, and orange juice. Oh, okay. I mean...
No, thanks.
It's like a... Oh, but okay. In the 70s, a company sold a popular pre-mixed bottled version, and that was what the Beastie Boys were singing about. It was like a malt, big malt beverage. That makes more sense.
And then finally, a phrase I do use, a little more Old English and OJ, they're saying on the text line. So, yes, similar.
Yeah.
Full of the beans. I use that all the time.
I like that one. You're full of the beans.
Oh, whenever Freddie's running around, Freddie's full of the beans today.
Full of the beans.
I'm an old man. I'm an old man.
I use piss and vinegar a lot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Gosh, you fold the piss and vinegar.
That's a good one. Annie LaGuilly is just a sea of information.
Yeah.
This man over
Smart
here.
Smart guy. I love facts.
You do? Like, you love... Do you ever do trivia nights, or do you not know, like, pop culture trivia? You just know world trivia.
I just know world trivia.
He's educating us on the difference between straw and hay right now. I didn't know they were different.
Yeah, my wife loves when I ask the question. Every time we drive past the sign, I'll be like, we should call him up and be like, you got hay? Because they say straw for sale or hay for sale. But I just want to call them up and know they know the difference.
See, LaGuilly, he's making dad jokes like I am. Yeah. You pick on us. A
couple of dads over here. Just
L Construction.
Cutting it up.
CNY.com. And we're full of the beans.
Fanny's your aunt.
We're full of the beans. Bob's your uncle. So, yes, we'll talk construction here in a second, but...
The food.
Let's get in the food first. As Anthony walked in the studio and said, I bought a pig. So tell me about that. You bought a pig?
Yes, I bought a pig. My friend's father-in-law, they own a farm, Carragher Sunrise Farm in Trumansburg. So I buy a pig and a cow every year that I can, and I just get all my meat processed, and it's ready to go. It's in my freezer. I don't have to go out and like get specific things. And
you get a whole cow?
I get a half a cow.
How long does that last?
A year.
Wow, I got to get a half a cow.
I was so close 1 year to doing that, splitting a half a cow, or even went to the place and like you could see him, and I was eyeballing cows. I'm like, go ahead. Look at me weird, because I'd be like, I want that one.
How long does a pig last?
It'll probably last a year. Yeah. So
and you got a freezer full of meat, is what you're
saying. Yeah, I got a freezer full of meat.
That's cool.
I can't buy any more meat at the moment. My mother-in-law loves deals, and I was like, no. And I actually offered her a subscription service to my fridge, my freezer.
Would you just come and get you out?
Yeah, because she likes to like give me money. I was like, well, you might as well just pay one low monthly fee.
Yeah, pay a monthly fee, and this is...
You can come. But they actually do that. The farms are starting to do that. You can, like, if you don't have the freezer space, you can be on their... I forgot what it's called, but basically, you go
like
there...
Like a membership,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, and they hold the meat, and then you go pick up your meat... every month
that
or whatever.
That makes sense, because not everybody has a big chest freezer or
absolutely. And
upright freezer.
Supporting the local farms.
How many chest freezers do you have?
Okay, I have...
The fact that you gotta stop and think about
that's
it...
That's what I knew it was
most
gonna be...
Most people say one, I have one. No, he had to
not
stop.
Not a chance.
I have a stand-up freezer, and I have two half freezers, and my mother-in-law has a chest freezer, and she has a stand-up freezer, and so
we're
my
five. Is there more than five?
No, I thought about getting another one, but then I was like, we just have to go through the stuff.
Oh, my God.
I had a chest freezer. So we had one at the house that died.
Okay.
It just died. This thing was like 70 years old.
Sure.
Like, my in-laws, they got it from used from a grocery store in like the 60s.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was like their parents, and it died fine. The guy tried to scrap it on the side of the road. He picks it up, drags it to the road. He gave up and left it.
Ah,
it was so heavy.
Yeah, but it's old school.
At least he got it to the road for you.
So no, it was already at the road. I had to put it back in the grass. He took it from the grass through the road, and then I had to put it back, so I helped the next guy that came and did it.
So what was the sausage hilarious. You made out of the pig?
So it's a sweet Italian sausage.
And you smoked it?
I didn't have time to smoke it.
Doesn't matter, it was delicious.
It tastes like it's smoked, though. So that's still
I'm
good.
I'm going to smoke it. I'm so excited. This is like, there's just so much flavor in such a tiny bite.
That was
and
good.
And the farm processed all this for you, so you got a
Not
bunch of
links?
Not
the farm. They bring it to like the butcher. I know, there's a difference between butchers and the meat processing places.
Oh,
and
there is?
Yeah, like the guy at Maisie's, he's not a butcher. He's a chef, and he's not considered, he doesn't like it when you call him a butcher, because it's like a whole different thing. It's a whole world.
So does a butcher process the cow, or there's a processor for the cow, and then a butcher cuts up the
I think a butcher
steaks.
May, I think the butcher process the cow.
Okay.
Because he's not, when I go to Maisie's, he's not processing it. He's just cutting it up and serving it and packaging it.
Yeah,
so
that is the best way to buy meat. I gotta get a cow.
You can get it. Good look at it.
You know where your cow came
T-bone.
From.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know where it is. You don't have to worry about the market and prices going up and down.
Or how
you
long just, it's been sitting on the shelf as like ground up hamburger and
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. And everything you get is all frozen so it can last a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way to go. And some places allow you to even do like a quarter. I think a half a cow cost me like $900.
Yeah.
The half of the pig was like $450.
Yeah.
And I'm doing is prepaying for my meat for the year.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, Liguilli Construction.
Oh yeah,
he does other things other than
Liguilli. Yeah, I build things too.
Hambone's right. That's your new slogan, Cody.
Me?
Big flavor,
big
tiny
flavor.
Bite.
Tiny
big flavor,
bite.
Tiny bite. What are we doing on the business side of things? LConstructionCNY.com.
Well, we're just working.
Yeah,
like,
working.
We're getting into the summer, so we're doing decks, we're doing additions, we're doing bathroom, kitchens, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to add another crew, and I don't schedule that crew, so I'm able to like help with emergencies, and
good.
Like people need short timelines for things. I'm able to help with that, which has been great. I got the handyman for a day company.
Sweet.
I got that coming out. We've already did two test projects, and we haven't released the information to the public yet, but I have been in my second board meeting on Friday, so very, very soon we're going to be doing it, which I'm super excited for. Right now, currently, I'm just paying my guys to go do the work for free
when we
get them. So it's just nice being able to give back.
This is why Anthony is in here. This is why Anthony's a friend of the show, is because he's not like many of the contractors that you hear horror stories about.
No, not
like,
at all.
They'll
not
take your money and not come back, or they'll never return your call.
I talk myself out of work so much.
I know.
You don't want
to. Lady wants a composite deck, and I was like, well, how long are you going to live here for? She's like, I'm moving 2 years. Like, don't waste your money. It's not worth it. And I want you to be happy, and I don't want any bad blood or anything.
Because it's literally your name on it. You want people to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not that this is a service they offer yet, but I got a little special treatment last month as Anthony came through clutch.
So cool.
I need to clarify that, though.
Well, okay. All right. So my deck, my port swing flew over my deck and it broke the railing and it broke these two brackets that attached the deck railing to the wall. The port swing is now strapped down with tie down, so that doesn't happen again.
Nice.
But I can't find these brackets, so I gave Anthony these brackets, and your buddy.
Yes, my buddy. I just want to make sure.
Go ahead.
He's the one who designed it.
Sure, sure.
My friend Ryan, he designed it.
Shout out Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. He designed it, and then I printed it. But now I have the software, and he's teaching me how to like design stuff, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's a whole new world, man. It's like what 3D printing should be.
Yeah, it's just like something breaks.
To help.
You print it. And like my friend's really smart with that kind of stuff, so I give him stuff, and he just repairs it for me.
Yeah.
We were able to help you out, which is great because you can't get that stuff, and my pool clip broke for my pool vacuum thing.
Yeah.
They wanted $80 for a tiny clip.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Gave it to my friend, and he just printed it.
And isn't there like databases online of all people who have designed things?
And we share it.
Yeah.
I'm working on repairing a shelf in my fridge because it's like $120 for a new shelf. I'm just going to 3D print one.
Yeah, that's what I love. I love that.
That's neat.
I don't know if it's worth it to make money. Like, I guess you can if you're doing a print farm and stuff like that. You get your most return on investment when you can print stuff for your home. Like, I print toys for the kids.
Sure.
And we do little projects. And, like, I get my return from, like, that kind of stuff.
Or, like, what you're saying, like, here's a little piece that's easily printable, but I don't want to pay $200 for it.
Like, I can't believe that's such a common railing.
Yeah, and it doesn't exist. I couldn't find it anywhere. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, so that the thing that my friend made, we're going to upload that. So
cool.
It would be nice to have like your model information of the railing, but we're just upload it so people can like share it. It's just because you can't really sell that stuff because people are just going to post it on the internet for free.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's like a community. Yeah. You share.
And I did not pay him in cash what I'm paying him in. Spoiler alert coming up whenever they do it.
Hopefully in October.
I'm going to MC his first ever disc golf tournament, Cody. So plan on that. Put that in your calendar.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to come play?
I've never played disc golf.
I would try it.
Can't hurt to hang out and huck a frisbee.
So I'll be emceeing and hosting whenever you guys do your golf tournament, your disc golf.
Yeah, we're really excited for that. My friends came up with the idea. They've been wanting to do it for a while. So we're going to get some fundraisers and...
Fall activity.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. LConstructionCNY.com. Get in touch. Like Anthony says, he's got that new crew, so if you need a quick turnaround, he can take care of you.
Absolutely.
What's the phone number?
315-907-HOME.
Gwilly Construction. Thanks, Anthony.
You're welcome.
What's that?
The unhoused accost him, I guess, at the regular when he comes this way.
Oh, so he's got to go another way?
Because he's little, so he goes all the way around to avoid saying... No, thank you.
No, thank you, or just nothing at all. Yep. Well, Cody.
He'll get picked up and hucked into the little river. Over there. God, I think
they threw me in the river and were mad at me.
The funniest thing ever, he gets picked up.
You're laughing about someone picking up Lou Pauly and throwing him into the river. I'm
picturing
there.
Like his legs.
Hey, put me down. Put me down. Well. Thankfully, you weren't in Morrisville, Texas other day.
I was not, unless you can prove something else.
As a semi-truck carrying 50,000 bees overturned.
Oh, no.
On. I'm going to read you a sentence. Oh, I didn't see a word. Okay.
Oh.
A semi-truck carrying 50,000 pounds of bees overturned, releasing 2 million bees.
I was going to say, that would probably be more bees.
Into the surrounding area.
Oh, no.
Like.
I got to get a couple bees real quick.
All right, dumb statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, like, do they just go do bee stuff? They're just gone now?
I don't know.
Like, are they not a threat? Are they a threat?
I imagine as long as the climate is okay for them, then it should be all right. But I really don't know. I tried to follow a honeybee around the bunch the other day to see if it would lead me to wherever it is.
Yep. Go ahead and explain yourself on that one a little bit, bud.
What if it takes me back to his hive? Then I got myself a honeybee hive, and then I take that, and now I have my start of my bees.
So what did you following a honeybee look like? You just saw it land, and you just...
We watched it in the flowers, and I went, Elsa, we're following the honeybee for a minute.
Let's see where that
and
goes.
And then we just kind of meandered through the trail. I watched it kind of go for a minute, and then it kind of like ducked into the woods, so we followed it a little bit, and then it popped back out because probably didn't want me following it, and then it went.
It's trying to shake its tail.
And then it went up and over and gone. I was like, that's where your hive is, I bet, that way. Because they have, if it's a honeybee, they have a hive or a honeycomb somewhere, right?
So if you would have found that, you would have cut that out, and that would have been yours? You're a beekeeper now?
I want to. I would.
I know, but don't you need any kind of training? What, you're just going to wing it? You're going to be a freelance beekeeper?
Got to figure that out as you go along.
I don't know if you
step
should.
Step one, get bees. Step two,
I don't know if that's
three.
A hobby you can just figure out as you go along. A
lot of honey. Step three. Step two.
I mean, maybe watch a YouTube video or something.
I watched a couple memes
of how to harvest
a couple little things here and there years ago. But that's the thing, though. That's why I got to get back to the hive or the honeycomb, because they'll all follow me if I could snatch up that queen.
And you put it in that clip thing, and then you make your own hive. Yeah,
that's what I want to do. But I also had an apartment
right on the porch.
Well, I'd put it out in the woods,
and that would just be go check on your hive.
You got to get one of those boxes or whatever.
Do we have any animals that would be a threat? Like, do deer knock over hives to eat it? Or?
I bet like a fox or something or a raccoon would want to get in there and eat the honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that, absolutely. I mean, I already get stung a bunch as it is.
Hey, this isn't an emergency phone call, but I think there's a little bearded guy with a dog chasing a bee.
I don't know. I'll put over my head, you bastard.
I don't know if he's a threat. I don't know if he's... Just, I don't know what he's doing over there.
But he's been just aimlessly wandering around the field for like 20 minutes.
He's going to get it, I guess. A bunch of backyard beekeepers responded to collect the insects, transport them back to a local honey farm.
That's pretty neat, though.
That's cool.
That the call went out and someone like a Rick Gary came down and scooped up a bunch of bees, because he does that too. He did.
He did do the bees, yeah. Lottie says we have a beehive at the Elma Gang. Got to put up a bear fence.
Oh, yeah. Bear fence.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Other side of this, I guess we can probably play a game until I'm texted to pick up somebody.
What should we play?
There's
baseball. There's
something
wrestling,
fun.
There's...
The Regent started at 8, so soccer. I don't know when he'll be done. I think it's a 2-hour minimum.
You want to see how you would do in a game of soccer?
Sure, just tell me the buttons real quick. Just tell me the buttons.
Just to see, and then if in a couple minutes and nothing happened, we can
maybe
do a wrestling
match.
Maybe
I'm a savant. We'll find out. Showbro Glenn with the best text. My kindergartner was cracking up listening to Cody's bee following story. She calls you guys the sillies and always asks to, quote, listen to the sillies when I take her to school.
Yeah, that's all.
That warms my heart, Glenn. We are the sillies.
I love following around animals and stuff, man. Especially if there's like a snake or something around, I got to follow it and track it.
It's all fun and games until something turns on them, guys. I mean, and it's going to happen.
But
he's going to come in here all swollen because he fell into a wasp thing.
But there's a thing.
Snake bit him.
I have no, like, there's no, like, that fight or flight. There's no flight because I've been stung by a huge nest of hornets before when I was jumping on that bed in the field when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've been stung a billion times since then. Mm-hmm. I've been bitten by, like, 4 or 5 snakes. Yeah. So there's no
and
like
donkeys and horses and goats.
Yeah, like I nibbled on by that horse.
maybe this is a superpower.
But that's my fault though. It comes as a fault because you're right. Eventually, I'm not going to be really paying attention, and then it's just gonna.
Yeah, Cujo's
a rattler.
We didn't really reference that, but you said you walked by cows so that Elsa could see some cows recently.
A couple summers ago, up where we adventure around.
Mm-hmm.
When you drive by those and they're close to the road, she will like you roll down the window and she does like a. What the hell?
Like she can't believe they're like big dogs to her.
Right. So a few summers ago, I was stopped.
What is that?
And we were just kind of looking.
There's
just
so many.
One of the farmers was like kind of. It was the most farmer thing. He was standing by his like shed thing.
Yeah.
And did the like stand on the, hand on the hip, patting his head, and was like, "You got an interest in them cows?" I went, "Oh, my dog, I don't think's ever seen." He goes, "Bring her on up there."
Oh, hell yeah.
And I walked her up and down that fence where she was very like, "What is this?" But they, any 3 feet she went, they would go. It's one of those times where I'm like, damn, I got no phone, no camera on me this time.
Oh, top text on our text line says Jelly Roll's plane. Look at that.
It's here?
It's here. It's a Hancock right now, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Jelly Roll's goofy. That's still neat.
All right, guys. Plan of attack here. We're going to play some kind of video game. We'll find it here in a second. Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. I got to pick up a teenager from a Regents exam, so who knows how long we'll be doing the gaming stream. You are buying from Ryan, locations all over Central New York, including now open in Rome. That lot's filling up more and more by the day. Go buy from Ryan. Radio World, you get the 90s at 9. Of course, gaming, twitch.tv/theshow. Or the show.fm. 90s and 9 kicks off with New Radicals. It's K-Rock.